It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 20th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American journalist and publisher Edward Zane Carroll Judson, Sr., born in Harpersfield, New York in 1821. Far better known by his pseudonym Ned Buntline, he reputedly commissioned the Colt Firearms Company to make a customized revolver with an extra-long barrel which came to be known as the Buntline Special. But absolutely no evidence of his involvement in its production has ever been found. He moved with his parents to Bethany, Pennsylvania in 1826 and to Philadelphia 8 years after that. His father was a lawyer who wanted his son to be a clergyman, but the future Ned Buntline had a yen for adventures of another sort. During the Civil War, he enlisted in the 1st New York Mounted Rifles and rose to the rank of sergeant before he was dishonorably discharged for drunkenness. His first publication was an adventure story in the Knickerbocker magazine in 1838. He spent several years in the East starting up newspapers and story papers, only to have most of them fail. An early success that helped launch his fame was The Mysteries and the Miseries of New York, a gritty serial story of the Bowery and its slums. In 1844, he adopted his pen name. A bunt line is the nautical term for a rope at the bottom of a square sail. In 1845, his Cincinnati venture, the Western Literary Journal and Monthly Magazine, was facing bankruptcy, and he fled from Ohio. In Eddyville, Kentucky, he collected a $600 bounty for single-handedly capturing two murderers. He then moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and used that money to start a magazine called Ned Buntline's Own. Judson had a romance with the teenage wife of Robert Porterfield in Nashville in 1846. Porterfield challenged Judson to a duel, and Judson killed him. At his trial for murder, Judson was shot and wounded by Porterfield's brother, and during the chaos, he escaped from custody. He was subsequently captured by a lynch mob and hanged from an awning, but was rescued by friends before he strangled. The Tennessee grand jury refused to indict him for murder. In 1847, the Boston publisher and dime novel author Maturin Murray Ballou paid Judson $100 to write The Black Avenger of the Spanish Main, or The Fiend of Blood, a melodramatic and violent pirate novel. This was a success and was followed the same year with The Red Avenger, or The Pirate King of the Floridas. Buntline moved his magazine to New York City in 1848. Although he was a heavy drinker, he traveled around the country giving lectures about temperance. He was an ardent Republican until the election of 1884, when he refused to support James G. Blaine for president. He met Buffalo Bill Cody and Wild Bill Hickok and wrote about both men. In fact, he developed a play about Cody in which the famous Buffalo Hunter performed. This venture served as Buffalo Bill's training for his own Wild West shows later on. Buntline continued to write dime novels into his last years, but none was as successful as his earliest work. Later in life, he embellished his military career, claiming to have been chief of scouts in the Indian Wars with the rank of colonel and to have received 20 wounds in battle. He settled into his home in Stamford, New York, where he died of congestive heart failure in 1886. He was once one of the wealthiest writers in America, but his wife had to sell their home to pay his debts. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 20th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.